You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
305, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. A little too enthusiastic. I'm sorry, it's Friday. No, it is. Look, it's Friday. The sun is shining. The weather is fantastic. I have to thank my friends over at The Blaze, Glenn Beck's outfit, for covering what Dick Morris said to me yesterday on this here little program. They made it the top story over at The Blaze, which is fantastic. It's nice when you realize who's listening, you know? It's just makes you feel good. But anyway, long story short, what did Dick Morris tell us yesterday? Dick Morris said landslide. Landslide for Donald Trump. Now, that's nice that he said that, and I am certainly hopeful that he is correct, but I don't know. I do not do predictions. I will not do predictions. Everybody who asks, "How do you feel, Jeff?" I feel great. No, I mean about the election. Oh, well, guardedly optimistic, cautiously optimistic. Those are the payoff phrases, right? All right, well, then that's how I feel. I understand fully that we've got two big campaigns. And what I think is wonderful, and if you heard, was it Hung Cao this morning? I think it was with John Reed this morning. Hung Cao said something to the effect of, well, why would President Trump spend time just 3 days before the election in a state that he doesn't have a chance of winning? We're talking, obviously, about our beloved Commonwealth. Now, I got to tell you something. I have been saying that Virginia is in play since day one. And my friends around the country, some of them, I'm not going to share exactly who all of them are, but some of them were like, oh, come on, it's just not going to happen. It's wishful thinking on your part. It is wishful thinking, but I am telling you, because I know, because I'm here on the ground, because I talk to people, Virginia is very much in play. And I shared that with a whole variety of people, making appearances on Fox News and on Newsmax and on News Nation and sharing with all of their viewers, hey, Virginia's in play and something interesting has happened. A lot of those outlets have veered in another direction. You can always tell how the campaigns are going. It doesn't matter which political campaign it is. If it's a national campaign, it's being contested in all, 58, 59 states, according to President Obama. You know, all the states. You can tell where the resources are deployed. And what happens with a lot of these national television outlets, they say, it's down to Arizona and Pennsylvania. So that's where we're sending all our guys. And we'll have cameras there, and that's what we'll do. We'll talk to people from there. I'm just here to tell you, Virginia's in play. It would be a prediction, so I don't do predictions, but Virginia is in play. I think there's still early voting today, right? I honest to goodness, I don't know, because I am one of those dinosaurs who goes and votes on Election Day. And I've heard Governor Youngkin and everybody else tell me, please, you got to vote ahead of time. Winsome Sears said that. I think Jason Meares did a campaign sort of thing saying, hey, you ought to be voting ahead of time. Do the early voting. It's safe. It's secure. Understood. I'm set in my ways. I'm the crotchety old guy on the porch going, hey, number one, turn that music down. Number two, I'm voting on Election Day. Now, maybe at some point I'll stop doing that. But for the time being, I am voting on Election Day. So I will be voting on Tuesday. If you have any concern about where this nation is headed and you have not voted yet, then I would urge you in the strongest possible terms, go out and vote on Tuesday. All right. Now, I got to tell you a couple of things that are going to happen today because we've got some great stuff coming in. Number one, even though today is, well, it's November the 1st, we are going to bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor today. You know the way this works, right? I always do this. We always present it on the final Friday of the month. And the Fridays in October, well, they just didn't work out. And the final Friday of October, I was out of town. So we will present our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Friday, Blue Friday honor today. And it will be for the October recipient. But we're going to present it today. And I can tell you now, the honoree is... he's an interesting guy, and he was destined to come to Virginia. The man's name is Thomas Jefferson, for goodness sakes. Seriously. Sergeant Thomas Jefferson of the Petersburg Bureau of Police is our October recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honors. Coming up at 3:35, we'll share Sergeant Thomas Jefferson's story with you. We got Dave Bratt dropping by at 4:05. Dave Bratt, of course, is with us each and every week. I love Dave. Dave's a friend. And we always try and keep it focused on the economic stuff, right? It's not political. He's not here on behalf of Liberty University. I always have to make that clear so that he doesn't get in any trouble. But the jobs numbers are pathetic. Pathetic. I repeat, pathetic. 12,000 jobs? They were expecting 120,000, but wait, there's more. The jobs report from last month and the month before, well, they've adjusted those down as well. The economy stinks. There you go. Congratulations. Now you know. The economy stinks. And this is Kamala Harris and Joe Biden who have done this. It's just that simple. One of the funniest things that I'm seeing right about now, Kamala Harris's latest shtick is Donald Trump is tired and disoriented and weak. And I'm thinking, lady, with all due respect, Donald Trump is kicking your ass across this country. Donald Trump is doing 3-4 gigantic rallies every day. The guy is always spot on, put together, full of energy, and you look like you just walked through a car wash without a car. You are just done. And she's got the nerves. Well, you know, we're protecting Trump. Trump is Trump. There you go. I'm glad we were able to clear that out. We'll see how that plays out as well. If you do want to read the story, again, I'm thankful to Glenn Beck and the guys over there at The Blaze for picking up my interview discussion with Dick Morris yesterday, where Dick Morris said, and absolute wipeout. That's what Dick Morris said. Absolute wipeout. That Donald Trump is going to win in the last night. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm hoping he's right. Whether he's right or not, I don't know. But, you know, we can all hope. We'll all hope. All right. A couple of things I want to remind you of. Oh, tomorrow. I got to remind you this because I just had lunch at Jake's place today. And nothing, like, overly important. Just a friend of mine. We hadn't chatted in a while, so he ventured north of the river, which is an adventure. You know, when you come from Chesterfield, especially, you need a visa. You got to have your passport up to date and all that stuff. But anyway, so he came up here to the hinterlands of Ashland, and we had a lovely lunch over at Jake's Place. Now, I love Jake's Place. You know that. I talk about Jake's Place all the time. Tomorrow, because Wendy Yeoman grew up listening to this radio station. Wendy Yeoman grew up listening to WRVA. She's the one who said to me, did you know that the WRVA is having a birthday? It's like, oh, yeah, November the 2nd, right? Yep. It's going to be 99 years old. She said, I'm making a couple of birthday cakes for WRV Day. We're going to celebrate the WRVA birthday with a couple of birthday cakes. You want to come? Is there cake involved? She said, yes. I said, well, then the answer is yes. So tomorrow, I think it's 11 to 12:30 is when I said I would be there, and I think I heard John this morning saying the same thing. He's going to pop. Well, it's free cake. I mean, how can you go wrong with free cake, right? So we're actually going to hop on over to Jake's Place tomorrow from 11 in the morning till 12:30 in the afternoon, and help Wendy out, slice some free birthday cake to celebrate the 99th birthday of this radio station. That is pretty cool if you think about it. We've got Stan Andruski joining us at 4:35. We'll talk a little bit about cars. We've got the change of season, sort of, kind of, maybe, at some point. There's got to be something to make sure that your mobile is working properly. It is 3:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 3:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I don't know about your place. I felt a little bit sorry for the skeletons and the pumpkins. Because at 11:59 last night, Heidi declared the beginning of Christmas in the Katz family home. She did. She's nuts. I mean, I love her, but she... Well, no, I do. I love her, but she's nuts. She's absolutely nuts. So 12:01 last night, that's it. She stayed up late to pack up every pumpkin, every skeleton, every ghost. That's it. They're done. And I'll tell you who I feel sorry for in all of this. I feel sorry for the pilgrims. Flipping pilgrims come across the ocean, right? They come here to America, blah, 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 blah. They don't survive. They're dying. Then they have a feast and all that other. Well, it's all pushed to the side with Heidi because we're going to be in full on Christmas mode, decoration-wise, well, she's already doing it. It's nuts. And Hanukkah this year is the 26th, right? So it's the day after Christmas. So my little neighborhood, the shtetl, I don't know. I'll get anything up this year. It's craziness. Anywho, we've got beautiful weather. We got a lovely weekend coming up. You got a chance tomorrow to do some great stuff. My dear friend Wendy Yeoman over at Jake's Place said she wanted to celebrate the 99th birthday of WRVA. And I said, well, that's really cool. That's very nice. So she's already busy. She's baked a bunch of birthday cakes, and they'll be available tomorrow at 11 a.m. Get yourself a free slice, not a whole cake. I don't care if you are a super fan. No, you can't have an entire cake. You get a free slice of birthday cake when you drop by Jake's Place, 511 Thompson Street in Ashland. I'm going to be there. I told her I would come like 11 to 12:30, and then I told John Reed, and he said, yeah, I'll be there the same time. So it'll be great stuff. Also tomorrow, Nest Academy, which is an amazing organization helping all kinds of special needs folks with special needs in Central Virginia. They have grown over the last couple of years. They're just great people. But long story short, they're doing this great chili event, big chili cook-off, tomorrow, 1 o'clock at Salem Baptist Church. And I have been enlisted as a celebrity chili judge. How about that? And I don't want you to think that it's just me, because one of my best buddies, Emily Morrissey from emilysbracelets.com. Emily is going to be the other judge for the chili. So that'll be good stuff. And I don't know if I'm allowed. Well, too late. I've already started to reveal this. I do everything I can for the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. Yesterday, Chris Beach was here. We were talking about Father Christmas, your opportunity to take a good guy, whoever that good guy is, who just needs a little help this Christmas season. And what we do is we gift $500 to each of these dads, and we also take care of the Christmas gifts for the kids. So this year, Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia actually has a nice big float in the gigantic Dominion Energy Christmas Parade. Well, guess who's going to be on that float? Yeah. Chris asked me if I would do it, and I said yes, but I have a standing directive when it comes to parades. I am more than happy to help you out with the parade if you want me to be the grand marshal or stuff like that. I really am. I'm happy to do it. I love doing that. But Emily Morrissey has the best parade wave I have ever seen. So if you're getting me, you're getting Emily. And Chris, of course, said, oh, well, you know, don't take it the wrong way, Jeff. We were really just trying to get Emily, but you are more than welcome to come along. So that's going to be the big Christmas parade in December. What is it? I think it's December the 7th. I'm going to have to double check, but I'll get you the details on that. And I think you should have a good time when you come out for that. So we're going to present our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor for October. We're going to do that today just because I was out of town last week. We weren't able to do it on the final Friday. Sergeant Thomas Jefferson of the Petersburg Bureau of Police is, in fact, the recipient and a really, really cool guy. We're happy to share his story. I should tell you a little something that doesn't always happen. When Sergeant Jefferson was coming in to record this, because we always do it ahead of time, we try and leave as much time as possible because police work being what it is, things pop up, court dates are changed. So we try and get it recorded, get it in the can, and then bring it to you on that final Friday. Well, long story short, Sergeant Jefferson was coming in, and that was great. The command staff. Yeah, the command staff for the Petersburg Bureau of Police also came in. So my old buddy, the chief, Colonel Travis Christian was here. Emmanuel Chambliss, Lieutenant Colonel, who was the Deputy Chief of Police, was here. And it was a good time. So I'm looking forward to it. I should let you know that President Trump, as we speak, is campaigning. Not a shock, right? He's in Michigan. Also not a shock. He's in Dearborn, Michigan. Oh, now wait a minute. Dearborn has in the past been referred to as Dearbornistan. It's an overwhelmingly Muslim community, and there have been questions in the past. Is that good? Is that bad? Is it indifferent? I don't know. I'm just telling you what it is. There are stories of Muslim leaders in Dearborn telling their congregations, are you ready for this? To vote for President Trump because he will actually bring peace to the Middle East. That ought to tell you something, man. He's there. Bobby Kennedy is there. It's amazing to watch this. And remember, tomorrow down in Salem, we've got President Trump coming to visit. So I'm pretty excited about that as well. All right, coming up at 3:35, we will bestow our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor on Sergeant Thomas Jefferson of the Petersburg Bureau of Police. Make sure that you are listening. It is 3:26, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. As you know, on the final Friday of each and every month, we bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor. Well, you're looking at your calendar going, wait a minute, this is November. You're right. We didn't have the calendar set up right on our part to get this done in October. So we're going to air this on November, the first Friday in November. But I'll tell you what, the award is so well deserved. It just had to hit the airwaves. We do this with a local Virginia law enforcement officer, Central Virginia police officer, deputy sheriff, state police officer, state trooper. We've had them all, special agents from the federal agencies as well. And I got to tell you something. We've got a gentleman with us today who I just think is really going to blow your socks off. Sergeant Thomas Jefferson from the Petersburg Bureau of Police. Sarge, thank you for being here.
No, thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. And it's always an honor to have somebody in who has done this job for a while. You've been on the job for 17 years.
Yes, sir. 17 and a half.
Oh, 17. Now that you're counting. All right. I understand.
17 and a half and enjoyed every moment of it.
Well, tell me a little bit. What prompts you 17 and a half, 18 and a half years ago to say, law enforcement might be the way to go?
Wow. I'm guessing it started when I was young.
Yeah.
I had fascinated by military. Army.
Okay.
As a kid, I always wanted to go into the Army. Didn't work out that way. Went to college, played a little ball. But I still had that desire to serve. And and still, you know, wanting to be a part of a team,
right.
I decided to go into law enforcement. And it felt like I never left the ball team and just joined a different team with a different uniform and a different sport. And,
yeah.
So I stuck with it. But, yeah, that was my desire as a kid. I mean, it fit. You know,
yeah.
I was in love with it as soon as I started.
I love that. I love that. Now, the play calling is a little different than it might be for some other activities. But so you're fascinated by this essentially your whole life. You grow up and you get to a point, say, I want to serve. That still defines who law enforcement officers are, right? Servants?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Serve, protect. The slogan that we've all heard since we were kids.
Yep.
It's a big part of it, serving a community, serving others, and making what's wrong right, you know.
Yeah.
Fixing the problem, a big part of it, and putting those bad guys behind bars is a huge part of it.
It absolutely is. So why Petersburg? Has it always been Petersburg?
No, actually, I knew nothing about Petersburg. I'm actually from Kansas, state of Kansas, born and raised. And when I moved here, probably around 2005, I knew nothing but Richmond. That's the only part of the city I heard about. I started applying. I saw a commercial on television with several Petersburg officers. And so I applied at two places, actually, Petersburg and Hanover.
Wow.
And didn't know the distance between where I was staying at in Chesterfield to Hanover, but I knew the distance from Petersburg to Chesterfield, so it made it quite easy for me when I applied. I got hired, and it was just, you know, just happened to be up at night, saw TV, a commercial, and chose Petersburg.
I'm glad I did. Well, I know that the Petersburg Bureau of Police, the staff, the command staff, very happy that you chose Petersburg. But boy, there's a stark contrast, isn't there, between police officer in the city of Petersburg and deputy sheriff in Hanover County. You couldn't find agencies that, at least on first glance, are that much further apart.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I think because, and I should have mentioned, I was a deputy sheriff in the state of Kansas, city of Wyandotte County, city of Kansas City. I was more comfortable with being a sheriff in the sheriff role.
Wow.
So, and then stepping out of my box was, okay, let me try to my hand at being a patrol officer.
Okay.
And hitting the streets instead of working in the courts and stuff like that. So that was the major choice that I made to step out of that comfort zone. And yes, you're right. It is very different county and city. So.
I love that. Sergeant Thomas Jefferson with the Petersburg Bureau of Police. Tell me a little bit as we sort of wrap things up here, Sarge, about the people in the city who are saying to you, I hope, thank you for doing what you're doing. Do you get any thanks every once in a while at least?
Oh, yeah. Every once in a while I do. I get a thanks. It feels great. And I don't do it for that.
Right.
I get more pleasure knowing that something is done right and correctly and somebody was helped, whether they say thank you or not. I walk away from most calls feeling, okay, this is how it's supposed to be done.
Yeah.
It was set right.
I love that.
But yeah, when they do say thank you, it feels great. But most importantly, just making sure I do it right is the best feeling ever.
I hear you. So the guys that are on your squad, if they had to talk about you for a second, I'm just curious, what would they say? And not the colorful stuff after something goes sideways. I mean the good stuff, day in and day out.
Oh, well, they'll say he's willing to get down there and do the dirty work.
There you go.
I don't hesitate. Most supervisors, when you get to a certain level, you're no longer doing the grunt work.
Right.
You know, me,
right.
I love the grunt work. That's how it starts, you know.
You can
show others how to work and grind hard by actually doing it yourself. So I try to do it myself, and they usually follow that example. And there's no hesitation on when we have to do something. They know if Sergeant Jefferson is doing it, I can do it as well.
I love it. Well, there you go. That's the definition, Sarge. That's the definition of a cop's cop, right? Your old sleeves get the job done, and then go on about your business. Make sure everybody goes home the same state they came to work in. I'm thrilled. I've had the opportunity to bring you in here just for a couple of moments. I want people to hear this story. It's such a good one. Now, I mentioned to you that we got a few gifts for you, and I know that the ticker is running for, what'd you say, 10, 12 more years, whatever it is, so you actually pull the pin and retire. Now, none of this is going to get you any close to retirement. I don't know how to break that to you, but it might make you a little happier for the day. We got a buddy of mine, Tony Brewster, who's down in Chesterfield County. Tony put together a whole golf course that raises funds to give prizes for this little thing we do. And so you've got $200 in gift cards from Tony Brewster. Jamie Walter, who was Mike Walter's wife, and their kids. Jamie has put together a beautiful letter. There's a special challenge coin in there. There's some gift cards in there. And it's just one of those letters as a police widow that is going to touch you in a lot of different ways. And it's something you really, you got to take a look at and really take to heart. We've got some Jeff Katz swag. We got cups and pens and all that other good stuff. We have a beautiful thin blue line flag for you. And that's made by Pastor Steve Boots from Mount Victory Baptist Church in Goochland. He's actually the lead police chaplain for Henrico, their police division. So you've got that. You've got a Jeff Katz Show challenge coin, which only goes to those who have received the Lieutenant Jan McTernan honor. And that is actually financed. I have to say thank you to Mike McTernan, Jan's son, one of Jan's sons. And Mike foot the bill for all of these challenge coins. He owns and operates Prince George Towing down there on the south side of town. I want to tell you a little bit about Jan McTernan, for whom this is named. When I came to Richmond, Jan was very much like my second mom. I don't know how, I don't know why, but Jan said, I'm going to look out for you. And I became part of Clan McTernan once I showed up. Jan was a Marine. Jan was a police officer in the city of Richmond. She did things that, frankly, women just didn't do. You know, she made it into the United States Marine Corps. She made it to the point where she retired as a lieutenant from the city of Richmond as a homicide detective. Jan was just an amazing woman, and I'm just so thrilled that we're able to name this in her memory. And then finally, I got a little something for you, and I'm hoping you'll appreciate it. This is actually my favorite part of the gift pack, and that is the thin blue line bracelet. I got a friend of mine, Emily Morrissey, who lives down in Midlothian, and Emily is 26 years old. She has a CP and a couple of other challenges that she deals with. Well, throughout her time in school, they found she had a love for making bracelets, had a love for working with beads. So her folks and her brother set up a company, Emily'sBracelets.com. She makes these beautiful bracelets. She makes them for sports teams. I think, because I got a hookup, you get a Chiefs bracelet if you ask nicely. Might be able to get you that. But I joke with Emily. I tell her that I only wear my Emily's bracelets on days that end in Y. So I got that covered, and you will have one of those as well. I just have to say thank you. I really do. I appreciate you making time for us today. Lord knows I appreciate you taking the last 17 and a half years to serve the people, but also to lead the people, to look out for those young men, those young women who are coming on the job, who need to know how they do it, how they take care of the community right, how they take care of themselves right. So thank you, man. I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that, man. And I mean, all these gifts, I definitely appreciate it. I won't remember all their names, but you thank them personally for me.
I will do that.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That is Sergeant Thomas Jefferson. He is the October recipient of our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. This is John. .351, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Oh, man, is it Friday. No, it really is. It is absolutely, positively Friday. And I personally happen to be very happy about that. I am doing what I always do on Fridays. I am wearing red. I wear red because a couple of years back, there was a Marine mom, and then another Marine mom who said, hey,
can we do something, just something, to remember everyone deployed, R-E-D, red? And they came up with this idea that on Fridays, everyone, everywhere, should wear something red. Reminder to you, reminder to other people to remember everyone deployed. So it is Friday, and I am wearing red. I happen to be sporting a red Stanford University T-shirt. I've also got, because it is, well, because it's Friday, I got my Peppa Pig hat on, and nothing says it's Friday like a little dose of Peppa Pig. So that's pretty cool, right? There you go. Okay. Now, I am absolutely excited about the fact that Dave Bratt's going to be along in just a couple of moments. Dave joins us every week, as you know, and I love chatting with Dave. He's a dear friend. But one of the things that we've got to talk about are these despicable job numbers. Now, I say despicable because it's almost as if somebody somewhere said, we don't even want Americans to go to work. Right? How could you have 12,000 jobs created in the last month? I think there's a lot of fear. The fear is that Joe Biden doesn't know what the hell he's doing. The fear is that Kamala Harris doesn't know what she's doing. And people are sitting on the sidelines, business people going, well, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait this one out. I got to see what happens. You know, if things go the right way, if we've got Donald Trump returned to the White House, then well, fair enough. It'll be all right. We'll be okay. But if it doesn't happen, man, then we got some real problems. 12,000 jobs. It's nothing. It's worse than nothing, in many ways. It was also a realignment, an adjustment. They seem to do this every time that these numbers come out. They adjust the other numbers. Well, they adjusted some other numbers as well. Here's a shock for you. They adjusted them down. Wow. Just awful. Well, Dave Bratt will be along at 4:05, and we'll talk about that. I want to let you know the chat with Sergeant Thomas Jefferson went on. I mean, he and I had a great time, and it probably went another 15, 20 minutes. We just, you know, we've got a limited amount of time. And so Jeremy edits some stuff and puts together. But the full discussion with Sergeant Jefferson is over at newsradiowrva.com. Newsradiowrva.com. So you can head over there right now and you can take a listen to all of it. I think the photos are up there as well. My friends over at Weight Loss RVA have a free weight loss seminar coming up. I did want to let you know about this. Brian and Janine, Brian Snyder, Dr. Brian Snyder and Janine Snyder, great people and friends. They are putting on a free weight loss seminar. It's going to be Wednesday, November the 6th at 5:30. So if you will go to weightlossrva.com, weightlossrva.com, you can learn more about that. And they're going to have some actual successful participants from the program. Now, I think I did pretty well. I dropped 29 pounds. I'm very happy with that. But you'll have other people there. And you'll understand why most patients are losing 20 to 40 pounds in about 60 days. I would like to know if they're going to lock up Jimmy Kimmel. Now, you can lock him up for any number of reasons, not the least of which is he's not freaking funny. That's the worst crime he's committed. He's committed a crime against comedy. He's just not funny. He's a bitter, angry, nasty little dude, but he's also telling Republicans not to vote. Or if you're going to vote for Donald Trump, wait till this date, which is after the election. That apparently is a crime, according to the Department of Justice. So I'm waiting for the DOJ to go after Jimmy Kimmel. 3:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday, which is great. No, it really is. The weather is fantastic. The weather's looking nice for the next couple of days. I'm enjoying it. I will tell you that Julia is out on the deck. She's enjoying the weather, which is fantastic. I absolutely, I love it. I do. I love watching her on the deck. There's just something sort of magical about that. Julia doesn't have a lot of,
She doesn't have a lot of requests, you know? There's not a lot of requests, not a lot of wishes. I don't know if Julia wishes. I just don't know. But to watch her out on the deck enjoying the weather, enjoying the music is just wonderful. It really is. It just warms my heart. Now, President Trump has received a fair amount of attention because of the garbage comment. Now, you remember the way this worked, right? There was some guy at a Trump event at Madison Square Garden. Remember the Madison Square Garden Nazi Palooza or whatever it was, right? Wasn't it all about Nazis because it was at Madison Square Garden? And somebody who was on stage was a comedian who made a joke about this and made a joke about that. And one of the jokes that he made apparently was referring to Puerto Rico as a garbage island or an island of garbage. Well, nobody seems to agree with that. Nobody at the event agreed with it. He got booed when he said it. And everybody said, well, that doesn't represent anything that President Trump or his team are about. So instead, the media decided that it was going to be about Donald Trump. And it wasn't really working all that well until Joe Biden, I don't know if he did it intentionally or unintentionally, but Joe Biden referred to you and to me as garbage. Said that those of us who are supporting President Trump, in fact, are garbage. I want you to take a listen to some of the ways that this is still being spun. CBS, cut number one.
And from President Biden appearing to compare their supporters to garbage as a political gift that they were determined to keep into the headlines. So determined, in fact, they had Trump hop into a waiting garbage truck when he arrived here in Wisconsin yesterday. Now, the Harris campaign sees all of this as a distraction and a stunt that they don't think will be on the mind of voters as they make their final choices.
With just 5 days to go, Vice President Harris and former President Trump both urging voters to help write a new chapter in American history.
Opportunity in this election to turn the page on a decade of Donald Trump trying to keep us divided and afraid of each other.
We can turn the page forever on this failed and corrupt administration.
Trump leaning in to President Biden's garbage comments, posing in a garbage truck.
How do you like my garbage truck?
And attacking Biden and Harris and their supporters.
Crooked Joe Biden finally said what he and Kamala really think of our supporters. He called them garbage. My supporters are far higher quality than Crooked Joe or Lion Kamala. You can't lead America if you don't love Americans.
The controversy began with this offensive remark by a comedian at Trump's Madison Square Garden rally on Sunday.
There's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah, I think it's called Puerto Rico.
President Biden responding Tuesday on a video call with Latino groups.
The only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. His demonization of Latinos is unconscionable.
The president later saying he was only referring to the comedian. Harris quickly distancing herself from the comment.
I strongly disagree with any criticism of people based on who they vote for.
Democrats pointing to years of incendiary rhetoric from the former president, demonizing his political critics.
They are indeed the enemy from within.
Wow. Wow.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
I got news for you. Donald Trump has played it like a violin. Donald Trump understands how you market things. Donald Trump understands how you present things. And these bottom feeders in the legacy news media, they hate him for that. They hate him for it. They really do. They hate him because for them, it's about them. They're the ones who get to create the story. They're the ones who get to control the narrative. And the reality is that Donald Trump takes all of their harebrained ideas,
wraps him up and throws him the hell out. They mocked him for the McDonald's hit, right? Standing in the McDonald's, making some fries, standing in the drive-thru. Now, what are they trying to do? Remember what they tried to do? Because this is all so vital as we get ready to either finish up early voting, which finishes up in our beloved Commonwealth tomorrow, or we're going Tuesday to vote. They attacked Donald Trump because, well, you know, those weren't real customers. They closed that McDonald's restaurant down. Well, that is true. That's because the Secret Service said, we can't take any chances. But the owner of that restaurant is so passionate about Donald Trump returning to the Oval Office, such a big supporter. He said, you know what? I'm willing to take the hit for the day. You close it down. I don't care. Do you know what kind of dedication that's got to take to be willing to give up that much money for the day? Then they attacked Donald Trump because he referred to the McDonald's restaurant as a store. Why, he doesn't know anything. He's never worked at McDonald's. Well, no, he tells you honestly and truthfully he hasn't worked at McDonald's. He called it a store. That's crazy. Actually, it's not. In the retail space, just about any freestanding location is called a store. And it doesn't matter whether you and I call it a restaurant or a service center or, I don't know, pick something else that is a freestanding retail establishment. On the back end, everybody refers to it as a store. And in fact, if you want to just get a little into the weeds, and we don't have to, but I'm going to let you in on a piece of information that you should know. If you take a look at your receipt when you go to McDonald's, you know what it's going to tell you down at the bottom? Oh, it's going to thank you for going there, blah, 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 blah. But it's also going to tell you that you visited such and such a store. Such and such a store. Because McDonald's in-house refers to what they have, what they offer to you as a store. Yeah, so if you had any questions, maybe you're a member of the legacy news media and you are, you know, you're puzzled because Donald Trump called it a store and you are sure that it's not a store. Well, now you understand why it is called a store and why, once again, much as it pains you, Trump was right. It is 4:13, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:19, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. By the way, we've got Dave Brett joining us at 5:05. I guess he was in one of those meetings. Oh, God. Everybody has meetings, right? Oh. So he was in one of those meetings that just ran and ran and ran. So he's going to be with us at 5:05. Looking forward to chatting with him. Taking a look at the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. 804, Jeff, if Kamala Harris wins, no one's going to believe it was legit. Yeah, well, that's a problem, isn't it? It really is. I never thought I would live in the United States of America where I doubted the integrity of the elections. I knew that I could live in a nation where sometimes I disagreed with the results of elections, because that's really the essence of elections. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But I never honestly thought that I would be in a situation where I would be thinking, I don't know if this is legit. And I got news for you. That's where we are right now. People continue to question, is this legit? I hope it's going to be legit. I hope it's going to be all above board. I also happen to hope that Donald Trump is victorious. But 804 is right. If Kamala Harris wins, there are going to be a whole bunch of people who think that it was not legit. That's why when President Trump was here, you may recall he said this, that his victory has to be too big to rig. You see what's going on in Pennsylvania, Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Serious problem there. And then you've got Stacey Abrams. Do you remember her? Stacey Abrams to this day says she was the governor of Georgia. Now, she lost. Both times she ran, she lost. But, of course, Donald Trump is the one who was the bad guy for saying, I'm not sure if this is legit. Stacey Abrams lost by epic percentages. And she says, even though there's more voter turnout than ever in Georgia, voter turnout is huge, there's still, quote, voter suppression. Well, how does that work? Well, you know, Jeff, it's a floor wax as well as a dessert topping. No, it isn't. You got to pick a lane and stay in it. How can you have voter suppression underway and at the same time have record voter turnouts? That's what's happening in the state of Georgia right now. 804, checking in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Jeff, you are correct. When I worked at McDonald's, it was referred to by management as a store with individual store numbers. Yep. So what happened? Well, once again, legacy news media hacks, bottom feeders all, wanted to trash Trump because Trump talked about being at the store. And they tried to imply, well, you don't know anything. It's called a store. It's a restaurant. Blah, 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 blah. It also exposed them as having never worked at a McDonald's or a Burger King or a Wendy's because they all refer to their locations as stores. Once again, Trump was right. 804 weighing in on the news story out of New York City. 804 checking in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, so if you dress up like Michael Jackson, you can threaten people on the subway in New York. Yeah, I guess. All these people who are now saying, well, you know, so-and-so had mental issues. Okay. Well, the police should not have done this, or the police should not have done that, or that guy, in this case, is a civilian on the subway in New York. Well, he shouldn't have shot him because the other guy had mental issues. Yeah, but he had mental issues that was causing him to engage in violent behavior and attacks on innocent people. Having a mental health crisis, right? That's the latest terminology we toss around. Having a mental health crisis does not mean that your actions are not dangerous. Maybe it helps to explain why they're happening. Maybe it will help you at some point or help your family at some point to get you the care that you need, and I hope it does. But if you are having a mental health crisis and your mental health crisis is manifesting itself with you holding a butcher knife and you're using it to jab at people and stab at people, I'm sorry, you're engaged in life-threatening behavior and you have to be handled in that way. 804, checking in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Jeff, YouTube seems to be blocking a number of conservative creators that I regularly follow. I don't know if others are having the same problem. I'd be interested in finding out. I don't know. I have the Jeff Katz YouTube channel, but I've only got one thing up there. I have a video of the Quest for Cookies, Julia's Quest for Cookies, as simply because I just don't have any interest whatsoever in political stuff past what I have to do on a work-related basis. I do not sit around talking about politics. I don't. I know people are sometimes shocked and surprised, but I don't. Last thing I want to talk about is political stuff. All right. Jeff, I love Vince Guaraldi. That's the peanut stuff that Jeremy was throwing into the mix. I guess because today, for many people, including my lovely bride, it's the beginning of Christmas season. Those poor skeletons we had sitting at the bar. Yeah, that was my doing, actually. We had skeletons sitting at our bar. They're gone. Like, they got sucked up by the UFO, the spaceship, and they're gone and all making way for all of Heidi's Santa and other Christmas-related items. It'll be amazing. I think this year we're going to have an actual reindeer, not like a blow-up reindeer, but an actual honest-to-goodness reindeer dancing on our roof. That'll be cool. 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Oh, my gosh, is it Friday? It's beautiful. Loving it. South 5-5s all the way around. Lovely note that just came in on Facebook that I just want to, well, I'll just share the gist of it with you. It's Jeff. I heard you talking a little bit about New American Arms over on West Broad Street. Are you associated with them now? The answer is absolutely yes. I had spent a lot of time at the Colonial Shooting Academy, and I love the folks over there. I really did. They were a great shooting range that also kind of sort of had a gun store. I mean, that was really their model. They wanted to be a range, and they also had guns that you could buy. And then just all of a sudden, out of the blue, boom, they closed the doors, and they're done. So I've been looking for a real honest-to-goodness gun shop, a gun shop that is a gun shop, not a gun shop that is also a, you know, like an ice cream stand or a furniture store that also has a gun section, an actual gun store. So long story short, my buddy Miles, who is Miles is the oldest guy I know who's working. No offense, Miles, but you're old. No, Miles is a cop and has been a cop for decades. And so he's part of New American Arms. And Tony is another longtime cop who's the guy behind New American Arms. And I just said, yeah, these are great folks. So, yes, I am absolutely positively 100% now associated with New American Arms right over there on West Broad Street. Great, great selection. Also doing some great stuff with custom work, so I'll tell you more about it as we move along. I will also tell you that Saturday mornings at 8 a.m., the very best radio show on the weekend anywhere airs on this here little station, WRVA, which tomorrow is celebrating 99 years on the air. Isn't that amazing? The 99th birthday of WRVA. And in the garage with Stan Andruski, hadn't been around for 99 years, but it's been around a while, and it really is the best weekend show anywhere. And on Fridays, I am always thrilled to welcome my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski. Stan, good afternoon, sir.
Jeff Katz. Good afternoon, brother. How are we today?
Well, I don't know about we. I'm doing fine. And well, you know what? Now that we're talking about we, before we jump into any of this other stuff, tell me a little bit about being on that main stage at the whole Shop Fix Academy. What is this?
Yeah, it was, you know, I put it on Facebook as, you know, the honor of my life. I was able to really pour into some business owners. I think we had 650 shop owners plus some of their managers, some of their technicians, some of their spouses there. And just the day-to-day life of not all just running automobiles, also how to deal with certain things, you know, maybe life struggles, the things you've been through. You know, a lot of people just think they're alone who've had a rough life or maybe going through something. And I just kind of gave a little bit of my testimony. And, you know, as well as I do, it's a little crazy. Probably should not be here 10 times over, but I am. And so just to give hope to people and then kind of did the motivating thing where after I told them how rough things were for me, I also went into how great things can be while they're rough in your life, and just that joy is a choice. Happiness is circumstantial. You know, if we think one of the main courses were just having your order right and having understanding that you can be happy no matter what's happening in life. Mm. You really can find joy, which is biblical. Joy is a choice. Happiness is circumstantial. If you keep saying one day, if I have enough money, if I move to the city, if I get the right job, I'm going to be happy, that's never going to happen. It's a choice, and that is key to having a happy life. And so, you know, people get down. There's some struggles in business. The economy right now throughout the country is having a little bit of a rough time. And so I was able to get up there and just lift some people up and put some fire underneath them and let them go back and take some good things back to their employees and to their community, hopefully.
I love it. I absolutely love it. It's representative in all candor of what you have been doing at Certified Auto Repair the entire time that I've known you. And then being able to take that message, the bigger picture message as you have, and bring it to other shop owners and their families, man, that's beautiful. It's just absolutely beautiful. I'm not just happy for you, although, you know, I'm happy for you, but I am.
Absolutely, yeah.
I am proud of you, and I'm happy for those 650 folks sitting there listening to my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, give them a little insight that they can then take and go back to wherever it is they're from and say, you know what? Stan said this, and I got it. I got this.
Yeah, well, we certainly have a success rate at the shop at Certified, thanks to Central Virginia and the people that, all the listeners on the show that bring their cars and refer us, and just what we've been able to do through the years. And so the cool thing is we have more and more Shop Fix Academy shops in Richmond now. Every day there seems to be a new one, and I can promise you that the main goal is to satisfy the customers and allow them to have some kind of idea of what their car truly needs, a maintenance plan going forward to where it's just not, you better do everything now, or, you know, it's the end of the world. Mm-hmm. That type of communication has never done well for customers. They don't understand cars. It's our job to understand cars and explain to them in a way where they can feel like if there is something that happens to their vehicle that's unexpected, that it's not going to bankrupt them. And so we really try hard to, you know, things like our warranty that we do. You know, we did it. When you and I first met, we were doing like 90 days, then we went to 2 year. Now we're at a 3 year, 36,000 mile warranty. We're looking to extend that in 2025. So even a longer warranty than some of you guys ever got from your brand new car. We want to put that on your repair work so you never have to worry about that repair again, mm-hmm. and that it's done correctly with a part that's going to hold up. So all it does is make the entire community of auto repair better for everybody who drives a vehicle out there. So super excited that I was able to attend that.
Love it. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of what is or is not going on with vehicles these days, because I don't know about how it is over there in Henrico, but in Hanover, man, it just seems like every tree has decided it's angry at us and it's throwing every one of its leaves down, and I'm pretty sure it's messing with the cars.
Well, I think the trees do it, the squirrels do it, and I think in some places like my side yard, the birds love to absolutely... you know, they're not happy about me parking my truck where I do, or Megan's car. So there are a lot of things that are happening. You do want to keep the cows in your hood. You know, all the cows are underneath your hood where your wipers are. You want to keep all the pine needles, leaves out of there. You do want to, after these things start falling and kind of finish falling to where you don't see a lot more in your yard every day, you do want to make sure you do one more good cleaning and replace your cabin air filter inside your car if you have one. That'll keep your air inside your car clean. We talk about that a lot. This is also the time where you need to be checking your tires on a regular basis. Make sure the tire pressure is correct where it needs to be, and your coolant can protect for the winter months as they come along. So those are things that we're going to talk about. Hopefully get into some of that tomorrow and be able to give everybody some good information.
I love that. Now, you're talking about the air pressure. I noticed this the other day in the older MDX that the right side, both the front and the rear, the tire pressure was low, but the tire pressure on the left side was perfectly fine. And I got, that's going to be a silly question. I'm thinking, well, all right, it's been a little chilly. Maybe that's it. It's closer, as you know, it's closer to the house. Is it cooler over there? Could it actually even be like the slope of the driveway?
So my guess on it, and I'd be willing to bank on it, is the driver's side of your vehicle faces the sun more in a day, and it hasn't got as cold, or it heats up during the day more than the other side does. Something that simple.
Okay.
And I think, am I right with the sun being on the side that had proper air pressure?
Yep, you're right.
The only thing I can imagine. I mean, it hasn't been cold enough during the day where the sun's not making a difference. The sun will probably bring it right back up. So it's weird because it does. As your air gets, the air gets colder outside, you usually end up losing some air pressure. It's not anything different, right? Cold contracts and hot will expand. So exactly right. Great question, though. And that's the kind of questions we see on the show all the time and seems simple to me because I've been doing it so long and I understand the theory, but a lot of listeners don't, so that's what we're here for. That's why we get up every Saturday, and it's why you and I partnered and decided with WRVA that we were going to try to, you know, have a service across the Central Virginia and try to help people. That's what we're trying to do. So I hope everybody listens and tunes in tomorrow. And literally, I'm just really excited that we're able to bring this type of repair and customer service back to every community throughout the country. It's phenomenal. I'm super excited about it.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Well, listen, Stan, as always, my friend, I appreciate you dropping by. It'll be a great time tomorrow for sure. Stan Andruski in the garage.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, sir. In the garage with Stan Andruski. That is tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Going to remind you, tomorrow is also WRBA's birthday, 99 years. And yes, actually, in our studio, we have the original equipment. It's amazing. But it is 99 years the WRVA has been on the air serving Central Virginia. How cool is that? John, I know, is talking about he's going to do, I think, a thing on Monday morning to kind of celebrate it, which will be great. Tomorrow, Wendy Oman from Jake's Place, 511 Thompson Street in Ashland, said she's already made the birthday cakes. They're ready. She took them out of the oven, I guess, today while I was there having lunch. And she's going to let them cool, and I guess they're getting ice, the whole deal. So tomorrow at 11 a.m., you got free birthday cake, free WRVA birthday cake, thanks to the great folks at Jake's Place. So that is really, really cool. It is 4:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:51, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. I am in the midst of looking at our brand new health insurance benefits here at the Radio Factory. And you know, we've talked about it every year because everybody seems to go through this, right? Do you have the same open enrollment period? What is it? It's today through November the 15th, November the 1st through November the 15th. And what happens every year? Every year, the price of it goes up, and every year, at least the ones that I'm looking at, every year the coverage gets worse. It's just it's absolutely incredible when you look at this and go, good Lord, really? And then you think, well, what if somebody doesn't have any health coverage at all? And you think, well, I don't know, maybe that's better. Seriously, if you think about it, if you have people breaking into the United States of America, right, they're coming here illegally. So they have absolutely no coverage of any sort, right? Wrong. They are being moved ahead of you to get services. Now, that's thanks to Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and this collection of nitwits they've assembled in D.C. Your service is disregarded. You're told, hey, you're going to have a plan through work. And every year you look at it and go, man, it's getting more expensive and it covers less and it just stinks. What are my options? Well, what about Obamacare? Remember, Obamacare was going to be the thing, man. And then you go and you take a look at this. What has Obamacare done? Did anybody bother paying attention to this? What Obamacare did actually was to raise the cost of insurance. Obamacare took the absolute worst parts of insurance as it was and added it to the very worst ideas for insurance to ever come down the pike. And it has resulted in the increase in your premiums and my premiums and the lessening of actual services provided as a result of those health insurance policies. It gets worse every single day of the week. But if you break into the United States, you're here illegally, and you say, I don't feel well, do you know what happens to you? Do you think anybody there says, well, geez, that stinks. Maybe you need to go back to wherever it was you came from and talk to your doctor there? No. The United States Border Patrol will act like an Uber driver and take you to a doctor who will provide all the services that you need, and you will not pay a penny. But you and I, who are, in fact, American citizens in the nation because, well, you know, we live here and continue to live here, we are punished. Being a citizen of the United States at this moment, thanks to Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, in many ways, results in punishment. And I know it sounds crazy. I'm listening to myself going, oh, my God, you sound like a lunatic. But it is the case. I'm up to what page am I here? 24 out of 47 pages. And it's just going to get worse the further I go in this booklet. I know that. I absolutely, positively know that. And I also know that somebody who is in the United States of America illegally can access any services, all services, and not pay a nickel. Meanwhile, you and I and everybody else who works in that dreaded private sector have benefits taken away, services reduced, blah, 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 blah. And you know, sometimes I think there are people going, man, well, I'm going to be dead. Right? You get to a point, there are people who have gotten to that point and said, you know, it's your problem. Because I'm not going to be around. Now, I'm not quite at that point, honestly, because I'm kind of okay, you know, sitting on this side of the soil. But I get it. I have said that to the boys, by the way, and it scares them. They'll say something, blah, 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 blah. And I say, you know what? It's not going to be my problem. Well, what do you mean? So I'm going to be dead. What? Well, I don't know how to break it to you guys. I am not going to be here in 100 years. Hell, I'm not going to be here in 50 years. So you got to get your stuff together, guys. You got to figure some stuff out. You got to make some decisions, hard decisions. Hopefully, I've helped position you to make those hard decisions. And I know maybe at some point, 20 years from now, you'll be sitting around talking about the old man and going, you know, he really wasn't that stupid. At least I hope that's what you'll say. 456, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 505, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Oh, my gosh, is it Friday? It's absolutely beautiful. Self high fives all the way around. The weekend's looking great as well. It really is. I don't know if you're headed down to Salem, Virginia. President Trump is going to be down there. Why? Well, because Virginia is in play. I've been trying to say that. I'm not trying. I have said it for quite a while. People haven't listened to me. But I absolutely think that the president is capable of pulling off an upset, or the former president. I really do. It's just something about it I think is... it's resonating with a lot of people. He's the real guy in this election. He really is. What did Eric Trump say to us a couple of weeks back? He described his dad as the blue-collar billionaire. And the appearance of the McDonald's, the appearance of the trash truck, I'm telling you, I think it's spot on. Anyway, with all of that going on, we get another round of really bad jobs numbers. I mean, these are embarrassingly bad. 12,000 jobs created across the entire nation, and they had been predicting 120,000. Now, you know me, if it involves numbers and it's more than, say, three or four digits, I check out. However, we have a real live, honest-to-goodness economist, Dr. Dave Brad, who joins us every Friday afternoon. It's always great to talk to Dave. He is out at Liberty University now. He's the senior vice president for, you know, senior vice president stuff. But when he appears here, I just want to be very clear, he's here simply because he's my buddy Dave, and we talk about stuff, but he's not here on behalf of Liberty University. There's your disclaimer, Dave. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Jeff. Thanks for having me on, brother.
Listen, the pleasure is always mine. Let's start with the bad news, or the troubling news. What the heck is that? 12,000 jobs created? That's embarrassing.
Yeah, well, and the timing, you know, with the election and the background couldn't be worse. But it, you know, it's supposed to be, I think, 254,000 positive jobs was the expectation. Instead of 250,000, it ended up being plus 12,000.
Yeah.
And if you take out the government jobs, you had the first negative jobs print since COVID. And so, yeah, that's pretty bad. And then on top of that, you know, the government officials have been going back and down. They come out, right? They announce positive news. And this is supposed to be like sacrosanct, right? These are like holy of the holies, right?
Right.
These job numbers are supposed to be private, but this administration leaks it and leaks positive every time. And then a month later, all of a sudden, they downgrade them by 100,000 every time. And a couple months ago, you had me on, and they downgraded the numbers by 850,000 jobs. They overprinted.
Yep.
And so it's just political brinksmanship right here. From our U.S. government, they're supposed to call balls and strikes. And so that's the most problematic thing, right? We're not supposed to run a government this way, and they are. And, you know, if you don't believe me, folks, just go look it up. Just it'll take you about, you know, 30 seconds to go Google all this stuff. And just verify that the government is playing games with the American people on jobs.
Now, I've got to ask you, is this, we talk about the 12,000 that were created in theory, and you say you take out the government jobs. Looking backwards a little bit with some of those bigger job creation numbers, are any of those actual jobs in the dreaded private sector, or is it all government stuff?
No, most of it's government, healthcare, et cetera. And then, you know, the huge stat that people don't even believe. I recommend Zero Hedge because they put all the government charts up, the Federal Reserve charts, CBO, BLS, you know, Bureau of Labor Statistics and all that. Go there and you can go look at all this stuff. But over the last year, all the new jobs have been part-time. People are having to work two or three jobs without benefits, debts and with, you know, without that stability in order to pay the bills. Let me repeat that. All new jobs for the past year are part-time. The full-time jobs are negative. They've decreased. In addition to that, all new jobs over the past 4 years have gone to foreign-born workers. Not a typo. All net new jobs for the past 4 years have gone to foreign-born workers, not to native-born Americans. Mm-hmm. And this is why you're seeing this populist realignment. Add inflation on this, right? Prices are up 22% over 4 years. And the New York Times, the headline, they're playing politics. They say inflation's down. What's the big deal? Mm-hmm. The big deal is prices went up 22%, and they've never come down. Right. And so if inflation is still 3%, core, which is the Federal Reserve's key measure, they're going up by 3. So they're going from up 22 plus 3, so up 25%. And, you know, the New York, that's their headline in the paper yesterday. It's just intentional deception on that's the number one issue for Americans. But, you know, and Americans don't believe any of this, right? They know what they're paying. So that's the good news.
Well, you know, Dave, for anybody who still had a question about how outrageous the conduct was on the part of the White House and how irresponsible the reporting is on the part of the legacy news media, we all heard Joe Biden refer to us as garbage. It was clear. It's probably the clearest thing the man's ever said in 50 years in public life. And the spin, my God, you have actual civil servants in the White House whose job, I guess it is to transcribe stuff. They're angry at the political people going, no, he said what he said. I'm putting it down on the paper. And, right. And you got the New York Times lying about it. It's outrageous.
Yep. Well, this is on the verge of fact checking.
Okay.
But I'll tell you the backstory on that. Guess who landed that bomb? Jill Biden is the backstory because the day before Kamala Harris distanced herself 5 times in her closing argument, the closing speech. She distanced herself from Joe Biden, who bent over backwards and let her have the reins of the party.
Yep.
And Jill Biden, that's the rumor mill, is that she is not happy. And so what was the bad Trump headline? Garbage from a comedian. So what did they do? Garbage.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't have to be that cynical to see some logic there.
Well, I am that cynical, but nonetheless, I saw that. I'm telling you, Dave, when he said that, and I thought, yep, that was like on a 3x5 card that Jill Biden put.
Wow,
right in front
I know.
Of him.
Right.
Good
right.
Dr. Biden is not happy about going back to private life.
Not happy. Mm-mm. Not happy. Yep. And that's very rare if people don't know, right? The Dems never crack.
That's right.
When Pelosi used to have a budget bill, it was horrendous, unanimous every time.
Yeah.
Republican Party, we had the Freedom Caucus. If we didn't like a number, sorry, that's not rational, guys. I ain't voting for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, people need to start looking a little deeper, just one line down to see what's really going on in this country.
So, thankfully, I know for you, you're looking at politics sort of in the rearview mirror. You're not involved in the mire and the muck and all that nonsense. But you're looking at it as an American. You're looking at it as a brilliant guy. You've been in D.C. What's your sense a couple of days out from the election? Is this Trump's to win, to lose? Is it Harris's?
No, I think it's going to be very tight.
Yeah.
But in closing, the energy seems to be on the Trump side.
Yeah.
Nothing to get cocky about. But I do predict that he wins 2 or 3 more seats than people are guessing.
Okay.
So instead of 270 for the Electoral College, I'm thinking of, you know, over 300.
Yep.
And that's enough maybe to take the House as well. And so that's my right now as of today. Preliminary. When the Wall Street Journal, right, they hate Trump. They came out and gave 3 reasons that, you know, Kamala's losing. And they were just very rational, and they don't like Trump. And so I think that, you know, it's just too much, right? People like, you may say, I don't like the personality. I don't like the brash New Yorker. I don't like blah, blah, blah. But, you know, you just put it, the gravitas, she just does not have it. She hasn't earned it.
Mm-mm.
and the resume's not there, and their side of the football has inflation and a million dead in Ukraine and a border invasion.
Yeah.
And it's just too much.
Well, I hope that you are correct. I know none of us are here doing predictions, but Dave, I am with you in this regard. I'm amazed at how bad she is. And what I mean by that is, I get it. Not everybody is comfortable speaking publicly. Not everybody is equipped to hit the campaign trail. But she is exceptionally bad at public speaking. She is unbelievably bad at retail politics. She's like a case study in what not to do.
Yeah, well, if you go, you know, Tucker interviewed, I can't remember the name, but someone who went over her biography. If you go look at the jobs she had along the way and how she got the jobs and whatever, it's pretty fascinating. And so, you know, the problem is it's been a month, right? They handed over the political football. They thought the mainstream media would whoop it up and
right,
it'd be the party of joy. And it went from joy to Hitler metaphors in the last month, right?
Yeah.
And it's just not credible. And you know, just for fascism, for people that don't know, is a combination of big government and big corporations. And right,
yep,
now, that's on the left.
That's
they
right.
own. Harris has come on and said, I have the Fortune 100. I have the Magnificent Seven,
yeah,
the big seven firms that are worth more than all European markets combined.
Yep.
And so Republicans, we want the federal government to downsize significantly, right? Give the states the power, return power to the people where it belongs.
Yeah.
And so the charges are just, they just don't pass the smell test.
No, they don't. No, they don't. Well, Dave, as always, I appreciate you being here. I think the world of you, as you know, and I'm not going to put you out there as predicting a Trump landslide, but 300 plus sure sounds like a nice, comfortable margin.
Yeah, and it's not a landslide. It's just a two or three extra states, you know, Nevada, Arizona, one of the extra upper Midwest,
yep,
states.
Yeah,
and it'll be a mandate,
yes,
it compared to what the mainstream media has been saying.
Yeah,
I think the people are going to be shocked when they see, oh, you know, we've been lied to again. Okay, shocker.
Well, on that happy note, my friend, I wish
I
wish you a blessed weekend. Again,
you too, brother.
My thanks for being here. That is Dr. Dave Brad. He's just one of the best, and he joins us every week. He's here every Friday. We talk about economics. We talk about the world. And again, he's not here speaking on behalf of Liberty University. But I am going to tell you this, having been part of his CEO summit this year at Liberty University, if you have kids in high school and they're thinking about college, I am here to tell you, you need to make sure that Liberty University is on the list to consider, because just a great facility, which is nice, incredible professors, the students there, I was so blown away by them. They're just such nice kids, smart kids, just a great place. Anyway, so there's my commercial for Liberty University. 517, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 522, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah, we have made it. Congratulations. Self-high-fives all the way around. Coming up at 5:35, our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor. We bestow it this week on Sergeant Thomas Jefferson from the Petersburg Bureau of Police. Make sure you are here at 5:35 for that. Don't forget, Monday, Bill O'Reilly is dropping by, and Dinesh D'Souza also dropping by. It's always good to have those guys on. Anytime we have the opportunity to chat with Bill O'Reilly, I'm thrilled. And Dinesh D'Souza, just another one of the heaviest of the heavy hitters we have on this program. So they'll be with us on Monday, day before the election, examining some of these jobs numbers just a little bit more. Dave Brat pointed this out, 28,000 jobs actually lost in the private sector. The dreaded private sector last month lost 28,000 jobs. The 12,000 jobs that were, quote, created, all came in the government sector. 46,000 manufacturing jobs were lost last month. 85,000 jobs over the last 6 months have been lost.
Last year, did you know that 773,000 native-born Americans have lost their jobs? So what did Dave Brett say? It's number one, these are part-time jobs, they're government jobs, and they're jobs being taken in the private sector by those who are not citizens. Wow. August numbers and September numbers for jobs revised downward by 112,000 jobs. 7 million Americans right now are unemployed. That is up from 6.4 million 1 year ago. Kamala Harris has overseen a price increase of 20.5%, while workers have seen a pay cut of 3.4%. Do you have any questions? Any questions at all? I think you got all the answers right before you, and I don't care what sort of a cockamamie poll is being pushed by some pinhead college professor. The reality is real people are hurting. You know, you want to look for phony poll numbers. Reach out to Larry Sabato, who heads up the Larry Sabato Center for the Self-Promotion of Larry Sabato at the University of Virginia. Every taxpayer dollar should be pulled from Larry Sabato and his goofy center yesterday. It's an abomination. It is 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Self-high-five.
It is 5:51, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It's Friday, man. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. I got just enough time here. I got to give you a little bit more of the garbage that's out there. Cut number two.
And there you can see former President Trump wearing that safety vest on stage, leaning into President Biden's comment this week where he appeared to refer to Trump supporters as garbage before quickly clarifying.
Appeared to refer. I don't know who you are, talking head number six over there at NBC, but you ought to be ashamed of yourself. I mean, you really, really, really should. You should absolutely, positively be ashamed of yourself, or at least be honest, own up to it, and go to work directly for Kamala Harris or the Democrat Party. Well, no, I get why you wouldn't want to work there, because everybody that's ever worked for her thinks that she's an absolutely appalling human being. No, I get it. But a small degree of honesty might be nice for a change, just for a change. Some developments out of Dinwiddie I got to share with you. The Commonwealth's attorney down in Dinwiddie now moving to drop charges against the last two folks in the Ivo Otieno matter. Good. Good. Look, it's an absolute shame on every level that Ivo Otieno died. It is, however, clear and has been clear since the beginning that the folks who were with the sheriff's office, as an example, who were doing everything they could to help Otieno, were charged with killing him. It was outrageous from the very beginning. But now that's just coming across a couple of moments ago. So Commonwealth's attorney down in Dinwiddie saying that they're going to be dropping the remaining charges against the remaining two defendants. And that's good. Now, there's going to be big legal bills. I know one of those deputies was getting some help from the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund. If you remember, we had the president of that organization on to talk about that. So there you have it. Hey, tomorrow morning, I am hoping you will join me over at Jake's Place. Wendy Yeoman has baked a bunch of birthday cake to celebrate the 99th birthday of WRVA. And she's giving it away. So I think that's pretty cool. I'm going to be there at 11. I'm going to stick around till about 12:30. Spoke with John Reed. He's going to do the same thing. Drop by around 11, hang out till 12:30. And I'm hoping you'll join us at Jake's Place. All right. 511 Thompson Street in Ashland. As we have done since October the 7th of last year, we are playing Hatikva, which is the Israeli national anthem. It means the hope. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. I do wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If you're Hebraically challenged, simply means have yourself a great weekend. God willing, we'll do it all again on Monday with Bill O'Reilly, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.